A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Erevin Yutes, Erevin 19a, pagination, page 37, top line. Om Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar said, Bo re'e, come and see. Shalom k'midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas basav adam. Hashem's ways are different than the ways of humanity. Midas basav adam, the way of humanity, flesh and blood. Mischayev adam abrigal malchus, if a person is on death row, matil nochika lusoch piv, they put a piece into his mouth, a silencer, kedusha lo yikal les hamelech, so that he doesn't curse the king. He's very upset with the ruling. Midas hakadosh baruch hu, the way of Hashem, adam mischayev hariga lemakom, a person is designated to be punished, shosek, and he keeps quiet. He accepts. He realizes it's from the true judge. Shenemar, l'chod miyasihila, to you, silence is praiseworthy. V'lo od, elam shabayach. Actually, he thanks Hashem, he praises Hashem. Shenemar, tihila, it's praise. And it is fitting for you, praise. V'lo od, not only that, elam shadom elo ki'ilu makriv karbon, it appears to him as if he's bringing a karbon. Shenema ulecha yishulam neder, as the pasuk says, and to you is paid a vow, a karbon, an offering. And that last statement is really the key over here, because what's unique about serving Hashem is that we recognize that even though Hashem is the judge, but he's also our coach. And because he's our coach, sometimes he makes it hard, he puts the tension up difficult, or he punishes us. But it's all for our good, so that in the end we should be properly cleansed, aligned, whatever stage in life or afterlife we're referring to. But the purpose is for our good. And therefore the person, once they are shed of a body in particular, as the Gemara continues, when it's the soul alone, there is total clarity and the person recognizes that Hashem is going through a process of truth with them. To Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, as Rabbi Shua ben Levi taught, my dechsev, what is written, this pasuk, over b'imak habocha ma'ayon yishisuhu gam barochas yatamore. So the Gemara explains the pasuk. Ovrei elu bnei adam she'ovrim al ritzono shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ovrei means to violate, to cross over, to be on the wrong side of the fence. So they violated the will of Hashem. Emek, depths, shema'amikim lehem gehenim. That gehenim is very deep. Habacha shebochim umridim demos kema'ayon shel shitin. They cry. What are they crying? They're flowing with tears like the well of the Mizbeach, like where they brought the offerings, the libations in the Mizbeach. The analogy is very powerful because we know that the Mizbeach was to create peace between Hashem and humanity. The Mizbeach, for example, we're told can't be carved with metal, because metal symbolizes war, and the Mizbeach is kulo shalom, is totally peace, to create peace between Hashem and humanity. So their tears are compared to the libations by the Mizbeach, because their tears are not those of feeling offended, but rather those of offering, as we mentioned before, that the punishment of Hashem is accepted as is viewed as an offering. Gam baruchos yatamora shematzdikim aleihem hasadin veomrim, they accept the judgment, they view it as a judgment of righteousness, and they say, Ribono shalola, master of the universe, yafadanta, yafazikisa, yafachiyavta, v'yafatikanta gehenem l'rishayim gan eden l'tzadikim. You've judged well, you've found righteous people, righteous, guilty people, obligated, and you created Gehenim for wicked and Gan Eden for the righteous. So that is the opening piece of the Gemara, that even though it seems to be bad, but if a person has clarity, then a person realizes Hashem is judging well, and that's why many people are uncomfortable with the famous title, Why Bad Things Happen to Good People. They say, why suffering happens to good people. You can't say why bad things happen to good people, because if the people are good and in sync, etc., we don't like to refer to the thing as bad. It's suffering. It's suffering, but it's with a calculation, and the person who recognizes it would see that with clarity and would be matzdik the judgment. The Gemara asks that there's a statement from Reish Lakish, which we will see that the Gemara challenges this statement, but the Gemara quotes a statement from Reish Lakish that Rishoyim afilu apischo shel Gehenim einam chozrim betshuva. Wicked people, even at the gateway of Gehenim, they still do not repent. They do not return. They do not come to be in sync with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar, he bases it on a pasuk, V'yatzu v'ra'u b'figrei hu anashim ha-poshim bi, those who sin against me, they're still sinning. They're in the process of sinning. Shepashu lo nemar, they sinned in the past, is not what it's written. Ela ha-poshim sheposhim v'ochim la'olam, that they continue to sin. Reish Lakish is teaching us that if the person develops into a sinner, by very definition, then the same way that anger, a person who gets angry, they have a temper, they carry that with them into the next world. A person who's jealous carries that with them into the next world. So a person who's a sinner, according to Reish Lakish, is still not going to repent, even during the cleansing or punishment process. And the Gemara answers, Lo kasha b'posha Yisrael b'posha ovde kochavim. It depends if the person is from the sinners amongst Klal Yisrael, or sinners from among idol worshippers. So apparently, idol worshippers have it so ingrained that even at the moment of Gehenim, they still do not repent. Whereas we're told that people who on their base are good, they haven't challenged that basic good, so even if they've done sin and they have to be punished, but at that moment, as they're presented in front of Gehenim, they see the clarity, as we express it, they see the light. And that's what Reish Lakish would agree, that at the moment of judgment, such people acknowledge that it's a true judgment, and they do not continue to challenge HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hachanami Mistavra, that also makes sense, that at the gates of Gehenim there is repentance, whether it's accepted or how it's dealt with, but the person is in sync with the punishment. Because Reish Lakish taught, Posha Yisrael ein or Gehenim shaletes bohem. The guilty of Israel are not affected by the fire of Gehenim. Whether he meant this just as a protection, or how exactly to take this Gemara, but Reish Lakish says there's a mitigating factor here. Kavachoma mimizbach hazahav, he compares it to the Mizbeach. Just like the Mizbeach only had a little gold protecting it, but it protected and it didn't go through. Posha Yisrael, first wide line, Shemaleya mitzvahs karimon, what an optimist. Even the guilty ones of Israel are still filled with mitzvahs like a pomegranate is filled with seeds. On the outside it looks like a shell. You can't imagine what's in there, but you start opening it and you're seeing it's full, 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 amazing. You keep opening another pocket of the pomegranate, and you see there's even more. Shenema kifela harimon rakoseich, like the pockets of the pomegranate or the empty ones among you. Meaning, even those who are empty among you still have many, many mitzvahs, so certainly those mitzvahs protect. So that entering Gehenna is not an end-all, because there's still many mitzvahs, and there's a lot of balance and counterbalance that's occurring. Says the Gemara, Elohadichsiv, so then this, that it was written, over Be'ema Kabacha, that there's such a thing as those who cry at the opening of Gehenna. So who's that? If you're telling me that even the wicked ones have many merits, so then who is it that cries? And the Gemara explains, the Mechayva Yushaita BeGehenem. They go into Gehenem for a moment, whatever a moment is, but there's a period of time that they have to enter Gehenem for a cleaning process. Va'asi Avram Avinu, and then we're told another new piece of information, that Avram Avinu comes, Umasik Luhu Umekaba Luhu, and Avram Avinu gets them out. Bar mi Yisrael, except for a Jew, Shabba Bas Oved Kochavim, that was with a Bas Oved Kochavim, the Moshcha Orla So, because his Orla gets stretched, Velome Vashkele, and Avram doesn't recognize him, as a Jew, because Avram was the first one with Bris Mila, that was his mitzvah, that was the starting point of Judaism. And when he looks at this person who's with a Bas Oved Kochavim, he doesn't recognize him. Now, literally, does she pull the Arla? Or in a spiritual sense, if a person violates that organ of the body so many times, so in a spiritual sense, the way that soul appears to Avram, that component of the soul has so deteriorated that it's not recognized as Mahul, it's viewed as Mashcha or Laso, and Avram Avinu can't recognize that and pull him out. In any case, what we see over here is a tremendous number of factors all working simultaneously. On the one hand, a person, at the very least, at the entrance of Gehenna, and we have a tradition that there are Jews who enter Gehenna for as much as 12 months, and that's why we recite Kaddish for a parent for 11 months, the maximum amount without being degrading to the parent. We don't want to say that he's a 12-monther, but we want to give them enormous merit during those critical months, so we go for 11 months, but not for 12. Just in case you might need the merit. But simultaneously, the person ideally will be acknowledging the din, recognizing Hashem's truthfulness, and Avram Avinu will proceed to rescue the person from Gehenna and figure out a cleansing process that's mitigated somehow so that it's not as painful, but will nevertheless get the person into Olam Haba, the world to come. Yeshikoach, thank you for joining.